I've never been of the opinion that, you know, there's an age barrier, be it lower ends or top ends. But there's a risk that they're not used to the hurly-burly of the game, because academy football and under-23 football is in gear towards that. You know, the clubs that you're getting them off generally are looking to play in a Premiership and looking to teach the players a way of playing in a Premiership that is totally alien to our level of football. And so fair play to the likes of Harvey, Johnny, obviously, Sean, and nobody come on, and Marek, that they've had to adapt, and I think they are adapting.
Do you think it is a big culture shock for them? I know we've spoken to a couple of them and they've said it's kind of very different to playing in an academy, but is it a sink or swim kind of thing? Do you just take to it or not take to it?
You've got to have a love of football first and foremost. I mean, if you come in here for the salubrious surroundings, you're not going to get it right. And so that will be a culture shock in its own right. And, you know, you'd scratch your head thinking, how is this a football league operation? But we do the best that we can. And the one thing is that things are getting better by the month. You know, I've been here a long time, since 1999. You know, with a little bit of hiatus in between. But there wouldn't be a better time, I would say, in Accrington Stanley's history than to be part of Accrington now.
I guess people raise eyebrows given the league position compared to last year, but are you talking about across the club in terms of everything?
Yeah, the whole infrastructure. And I can't comment on the Walter Galbraith days. I believe they were fantastic days, but the actual infrastructure of the club and getting it up to speed. We've been playing catch-up for years. Getting it up to speed is just to get yourself on a level playing field with these teams and these clubs. My ambitions are always high, you know that, and I want to get promoted. But I'd also like to see the club's infrastructure match our counterparts. You've got to give it to the owner, these signers up most to do that.
Is this your Harold McMillan moment? We've never had it so good.
Well, but I've been in the situation where I've seen, I know this club warts and all. I know how fantastic a club it is. You spoke before about a former player saying, you know, sometimes methods have to be unorthodox. Well, you have to go with the flow and try and make the best of what you've got and try and get the best out of your players with what you've got. And we're not going to have we haven't got a multi-million pounds all singing and dancing training complex. We haven't got a state-of-the-art stadium. But what we have got is we've got a load of passion and we've got a load of pride and we've got a lot of people involved at the club who want to do well, who want to improve, and are football people at heart. And I think that's probably more important, myself.
Does it make it all the more imperative that you don't take a backward step on the pitch and you get away from this relegation danger and you kind of stay where you are?
Well, what's the point of improving if you're going to lose your league status? The Conference is littered with teams who are too good to go down. So I'm not thinking that for 1 second. I know it's going to be a tough run in, but I know we're equipped with good tools.
Portsmouth next. Is it arguably a good time to be playing them? 3 defeats, last 4 games, not scored in the last couple, or are you wary of the old wounded animal and a response when you go down to Fratton Park?
I think it'd probably be the latter. We know they've got good players. They're not going to keep drawing on blanks. So we've got to hope that we can stop them again and then, let them find their feet somewhere else. But it'll be a really tough game, but we know a lot about them. We know a lot about the players. And so what we have to do is concentrate on ourselves and try and enhance what we've been doing and turn what we've been doing into a consistent run of results.